Web hosting for Lowdown Radio is provided by HostGator.com. Use the code LOWDOWNRADIO and receive $9.94 off your next hosting package. Eat up the competition at HostGator.com. You're listening to The Lowdown.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Lowdown. This is episode 18 of The Lowdown. Today is March the 16th, 2011. It is a beautiful Wednesday evening in the DC area, and I am joined as always by my boy Bobby Rogue. Bobby, welcome to The Lowdown.
Color me Bobby, we got a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Good stuff. Let's do it.
So let's talk about summer blockbusters. So Bobby, talk to me a little bit about those big summer blockbusters that are coming out. The summer season is getting ready to gear up. Big movies are coming soon. What are you looking forward to?
All right. So here's my prediction, and I know it's not on a lot of people's maps, but Super 8 is the movie to see.
Okay. You sent me a text about this.
Stevie Spielberg.
Yep. You sent me a text about this. Say, check out the trailer. So talk to me a little bit about what Super 8 is.
All right. Well, everybody knows that Bobby Rogue is a big fan of the genre era, especially when it comes to my favorite TV show, The Wonder Years, back in the old days when I was a kid and I was in love with Winnie Cooper, even though she's ugly now. So anyways, I like anything during the Vietnam era. I love that hot rod era. I love the greasers. I love the Sochas. And it appears that this movie Super 8 is most likely going to involve a Super 8 camera. It involves children, a la Stand By Me.
Right.
And it involves Stevie Spielberg, one of the greatest cinematographers of his time. So, and it involves sci-fi, and I love sci-fi, and it involves Area 51.
Okay.
So, Super 8 camera, think Train Derailment, think Area 51, and then think of the great Steven Spielberg, and think of that great genre era. We've got ourselves a classic, baby.
Nice. It sounds good, man. Sounds good. We'll be sure to post a link to the trailer in the show notes. And when is that one coming out?
Super 8 is coming out June 10th to a theater near you. But I'm going to back up 7 days because I want to talk about Bobby Rogue's birthday. And everybody knows when it comes to superhero greatness, X-Men First Class is coming out on June 3rd, same as my birthday. I'm almost positive they knew it was my birthday. They wanted to say, hey, well, you know, greatness, Bobby Rogue, X-Men First Class, let's put them together. You know, it's like peanut butter and jelly, girls in whipped cream bikinis. So, yes, June 3rd, X-Men First Class. We are going to see the story of when Xavier and Magneto were boys.
Yeah.
And we're boys no longer.
This trailer was actually really, really good. And I'm not sure. I never really followed the X-Men comic. So I'm not sure if there's any real story or lore behind the beginning of them. And you might be able to correct me on that. But it was kind of cool to see them kind of go back in time and go back to the beginning of the story when, you know, they first formed the school and what happened between Professor X and Magneto. And I thought that was kind of a cool little twist on how they did it. The trailer was awesome. We'll make sure to post a link to that one, too.
Oh, yeah. We're going to post a link.
So did you follow the comic book at all? Do you know if there's any lore?
I never followed the comic book. I started following it in 1992 when the animation character came out on Saturday mornings. I know I was 18 years old and I was fresh in college, but I loved cartoons. Anybody that knows Bobby Rogue knows that my middle name is Peter Pan because I'll never grow up.
That's true.
But man, I loved the cartoon. I deeply got into the characters based on what I saw on the cartoon on Saturday mornings. A lot of my buddies who were big time, you know, comic book heroes, they said that, you know, it was, you know, followed along the comic, you know, as good as it could. So I'm really interested in it. And I love it when you have young actors that are going to portray characters that we've already seen as older, especially when it comes to First Class, because I want to see the story. It's like, hey, how did Professor X, you know, end up in that wheelchair? Was he always in a wheelchair? Was he walking before? You know, what happened? You know, did Professor X, you know, steal Magneto's girlfriend, and then Magneto got, you know, pissed at him, and all of a sudden you have, you know, bad guys and good guys? You know, I want to know what happened. I'm pretty sure that's not what happened, but I'm sure it had to do with, you know, creative differences, as I like to call it.
Yeah, I'm sure it just came down to Magneto had a certain way of doing the things that he wanted to do, and Professor X had a different one, and they kind of probably split ways because of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, our next movie, I'm going to back it up a little bit because I'm thinking that this may start the summer blockbuster season. May 6th, look out for Thor, because the hammer's coming down and is breaking open the summer blockbuster season 2011. Now, yeah, Thor is cool. Don't really know much about him. But what I do know is the great Anthony Hopkins, Hannibal the Cannibal's in it. And so was Natalie Portman, you know, Princess Amidala. You put those two together, I'm sure that they will be able to carry Thor, and it'll be a great movie. It is starring Chris Hemsworth as Thor, the knife. The hammer wielder.
Right.
I think he came up from the gods. Did he not?
Was Thor one of the gods? Man, I can't remember. You know, I it's kind of funny that where I remember Thor from is from Adventures in Babysitting. I know how lame that sounds.
No, I remember it too, and it was awesome when that little girl looked at that dude hammering away at the mechanics shop, and she was like, "Oh my God, there is Thor!"
Yeah,
and there was talk back in those days, and I was a little kid, but I remember back in those days, like, man, I hope they make a Thor, because that scene alone in Adventures of Babysitting did cause quite a reaction. And remember, back in those days, you were seeing cheesy movies like you know, I don't even think Batman had come out with Mr. Keaton there.
Right. Yeah, no, and that's what I remember it from, and I never really knew the story. I mean, I knew the thing about the hammer. What I really like about this movie so far is actually the poster, and I don't know why. I just like the way they kind of did the hammer thing, well, at least one of the movie posters that came out for Thor. I'm sure there's a bunch of them out there, but I kind of like the way they did the hammer and all of that, which I know probably sounds pretty dumb because I actually haven't seen the trailer, but we'll be sure to include it in the show notes. But it looked pretty good. I think that's a movie that I'm going to check out. They seem to be doing a better job with all of these comic book kind of cartoony movies lately, and I'm hoping they keep that up for the summer blockbusters.
Oh yeah, and you know, talking about comic booking, you know, you're also going to see, I think, a huge generation this next decade of people actually taking fairy tales and making movies out of them.
Right.
You know, we just saw Tangled. You know, we just saw Red Riding Hood, and Snow White is on dock. So.
Yeah,
come on, Hollywood, do something original, please.
Yeah, look really good. So, talk to me about, is there anything other, any other big blockbuster coming out this summer?
Well, you know, for all you little geeky boys, keep it in your pants. But Harry Potter is about to wrap it up this summer.
True. So that's definitely a movie I want to see. Looking forward to seeing the end and how they pull that off. It should be one of the most epic battle scenes we've ever seen, because they have been holding back in the Harry Potter series for this battle. Really, really looking forward to this one. And as I seem to recall, Bobby Rogue, we've seen I think the last couple of Harry Potters together. So we might have to get together again and see the last one, the big last hurrah for Harry Potter. Really looking forward to it.
I'm glad that you are. So I've never read the Harry Potter novels. Any chance that Dobby, the little house elf that made me cry last movie, is going to make a comeback?
If you really want to know, I can tell you. It's not really a spoiler if you read the books. Do you really want to know?
No, I don't want to know, because I want to be surprised. Okay. All right. Moving on to the scoundrel himself, Johnny Depp. May 20th, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. What more can you want when you've got Johnny Depp returning as his wacky pirate role? The newcomer Penelope Cruz into the series. Ian McShane will be playing the pirate everybody fears, Blackbeard, and Jeffrey Rush will be making his ever essence return as Captain Barbosa. Pirates of the Caribbean, I called it years ago when I knew it was being made. I loved the first one, hated the middle movies. I am hoping that this one goes back to its original origins. And actually pretty glad that wussy, I don't even know his name, is not returning to the film with his wussy girlfriend.
What are you talking about, Orlando Bloom?
Yeah, Bloom, the Bloomster. Go put some bloomers on, buddy.
Pirates of the Caribbean, as a series, it's been pretty darn good. And I think, you know, hopefully this lives it up. This is number 4, I think, now. And I can't believe they produced already 4 movies in this with this story, so... Looks pretty good.
it's just so great. And, you know, when you think of an adventure such as Pirates of the Caribbean, it screams Americana when it comes to the summer blockbuster season.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah. And for the fans of The Hangover, and I'm not a big fan of The Hangover. I mean, I thought the movie was okay. You know, Zach Galifianakis, loved him. Bradley Cooper, I'm a big fan. Hangover 2's coming out. I heard they're going to Bangkok.
Oh, man, that ought to be real interesting because there's some crazy stuff from what I've heard that goes out in Bangkok.
So, oh, yeah, Pangtong Beach, Phuket, baby.
Yeah.
So here's hoping that Mike Tyson's Tiger returns. Good luck to the guys over at Hangover 2. Like I said, I'm a big fan of Bradley Cooper. He was face on the A-Team. Looking forward to seeing his work. I think he does great stuff. And let me give props out to Bradley Cooper because he was just on the recent edition of the Actors Studio. And I'll tell you, it's great. If you guys don't know what the Actors Studio is, it's a documentary, you know, on television, and they usually bring a pretty popular actor out. And the audience is usually a bunch of master students in theater arts or in, you know, in the acting, you know, program that they have at a Pace University. And Bradley Cooper, I think, was one of the first students that went from student to the stage. And now the documentary is on him. And I think that is great.
Yep. Ought to be pretty good. Looking forward to that one. Have to check it out.
All right. For you older Lowdown Radio listeners, we're going to give you a little bit and say, hey, if you can sneak in and see The Hangover, you can drop your kid off because on the same day, May 27th, Kung Fu Panda Part 2 comes out, The Kaboom of Doom.
Kung Fu Panda, so a little interesting. So I attended a tech conference last week. It was out in California, so I got to actually meet up with my boy Bobby Rogue there. But one of the CEOs from DreamWorks was actually there at the conference talking about how they made Kung Fu Panda and how it related to the technology, because there was this whole thing about how they did it in the cloud and blah, blah, blah. But so it was kind of cool. So we got to see a little bit of behind the scenes of Kung Fu Panda 2, and it's cool to be able to see that, the backside of it, the technical side of it, and be able to talk about it on the Lowdown, to my two worlds kind of colliding with one another. So definitely going to have to check that out with my children as they are getting old enough now to enjoy cartoons, and it ought to be pretty damn good.
If you are around June 10th and you're a fan of Fast Cars and wrestling, and I'm talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I'm talking about Vin Diesel, I'm talking about Paul Walker, and I'm talking about the gorgeous Jordana Brewster, put your seatbelts into place because Fast 5 is back.
Really? The Rock is in that one? I didn't know The Rock was in that one.
The Rock is going to be the law, and he will be chasing the bandits.
That's interesting. Really, really interesting. I had no idea that he was in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Let's take it to June 17th. Another comic book great. Not so sure how this is going to do, but I'm going to cross my fingers for Ryan Reynolds, Tim Roberts, Blake Lively, and Angela Bassett, because they will all be starring in The Green Lantern.
Oh, right. Green Lantern. The Green Lantern trailers have been pretty awesome so far. I'm really looking forward to that one. So talk to me a little bit about, so Green Lantern, I think in the lore, it was, wasn't he an African-American guy in the lore?
In a bunch of the, you know, well, in one of the versions, in one of the timelines, he was African-American. So, you know, make a long story short, you know, Green Lantern was a pilot. Green Lantern discovered alien dying. Alien passed on Green Lantern ring to the pilot, thus him becoming Green Lantern. Green Lantern is not just one person. Green Lantern is actually part of the Green Lantern Corps, which is a legion, you know, of people that wear the ring. So, you know, aliens, humans, planeteers, all of that stuff. So that's going to be pretty cool. But let's talk about June 24th, because there's two, well, actually, I believe there's going to be three movies on June 24th. If calendar holds correctly. But Cars 2 is going to come out, which I'm sure my nephews and nieces are going to love. Transformers 3 is going to come out, which I'm only looking forward to Rosie Huntington-Whiteley in that movie. And Rise of the Apes, which I'm really looking forward to, is going to be a prequel to the original 1968 Planet of the Apes movies that starred Charlton Heston. Oh, yeah. And Rise of the Apes actually has a good cast. We're talking about James Franco, Tom Felton, John Lithgow, and Andy Serkis. if you guys don't know who Andy Serkis is, you don't deserve to know.
Oh, wow. Sounds pretty good, man. Sounds pretty good. Seems like there's a lot of really big movies. And I think you called it last year. I think I remember you saying that 2011 was going to be the year for movies because of all the blockbusters.
It's going to be the years for movies. And, you know, right now people are saying, oh, boy, Carlos and Bobby Rogue. Oh, my God. They've put a lot on our plate. Well, I've got a little bit more because on July 22nd, Captain America, the First Avenger is going to drop.
Oh, right. Captain America. Forgot about that one.
Oh, yeah. And for those of you who all of a sudden are thinking, oh, my God, Super 8 was the best movie. I hope that some, you know, studio has another movie involving sci-fi. And whatever happened to, you know, country and westerns, don't worry because it's going to be a combination because on July 29th, Daniel Craig, Harrison Ford, Olivia Wilde, and Sam Rockwell are going to present to us Cowboy and Aliens, and that's going to be badass.
Oh, Cowboy and Aliens. That's my boy Harrison Ford, Han Solo himself, is going to be back in a space movie, kind of, sort of, not really.
Yeah. Han Solo. You know we got to love Han. I love you. I know.
Anything else?
August 3rd, it's going to be a long summer. You want to relax. You want to send your kids to see something. Take your niece, take your nephew to the movies. But you're just telling yourself, you know what? I want to see something that takes me back to when I was a kid. All right, do it. Because on August 3rd, you're blue. And I'm talking Smurfs.
Oh, right. Smurfs is coming out. So it's, you know, it goes back to, I think, something we've talked in another show about all these remakes that are happening.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think about that? What do you think about, you know, stuff coming back like the Smurfs?
If the remake is good, then let's do it. I'm not too sure about the Smurfs because it's going to be, you know, kind of like live action animation. So I'm not a big fan of live action animation. But I'll give it a chance because I want to see Buff Smurf and I want to see Papa Smurf and I want to see Hot Little Smurfette.
Yeah, Smurfette. I always knew you had a thing for her.
Oh, yeah, me and Smurfette, you know. Whenever you would ask me why was my tongue blue, it's because I was out making out with Smurfette. August 19th, Lowdown Radio fans, if you were a fan of the old ages, you know, then... You know, it's not going to be the Terminator, but Jason Momoa and Rose McGowan are going to give us Conan.
Oh, dang, man. Really?
Another remake.
So who's going to play Conan in that one?
Jason Momoa. He is sci-fi god in the sci-fi generation universe. So I think he's actually going to do a good job. I just don't know if the script is going to be as good, but we'll wait and see. If you're watching Conan, send your kids next to the theater next door because Spy Kids 4, All the Time in the World, starring Jessica Alba and Joel McHale, is going to drop.
Right.
Another sequel. And then let's just run it down because on August 25, we have El Cinco Chico, Final Destination, Part 5. What a way to end the summer with a horror flick.
Wow. Way too many movies to be watching this summer. I think I'm going to be broke.
So I've got a little tip. If you go to the first movie in the morning, you usually only pay $6. And save all your quarters because popcorn is going to be mighty expensive this summer, folks.
Right. It's going to be awesome. Lots of movies coming out this summer. As always, the Lowdown will be right there week in, week out, talking to you about them, telling you what to watch, what not to watch, and what not to waste your time on. So stay tuned to future episodes of Lowdown, and we'll be happy to let you know what we think.
So what movie sticks out to you right away? Which one is your must-see?
I got to see Harry Potter. I mean, that's going to be – if I don't watch any other movie this summer, it's going to be that one. Definitely.
I will be there right there with you, but my pick is Super 8. Super 8 is where it's at.
Man, you've been talking about that movie a lot. So, you know, when you talk about a movie a lot, I know it's worth watching. I'm going to go check it out. All the Lowdown fans should check it out too. That'll be pretty damn good. So let's move on to TV a little bit because we've got to talk about one of our favorite shows who just had its season finale. And hopefully, if things go good, it won't be its series finale. But we are talking about V. V ended kind of, sort of strong, but not. I just saw it today on my DVR. Bobby Rogue, talk to me about V.
So if you're into a show where within 5 minutes you see a father murdered, a mother murdered, and a son murdered, then V's for you.
So, yeah, there's lots of death going on V. not expected some of the characters that died. I was very disappointed with the end. I really didn't like the way it ended. But you know, so let's talk about the people that died. So Ryan Reynolds, one of the main V characters who was Fifth Column, got his neck snapped by his hybrid daughter. And what's interesting, what I'm wondering, see, Vs don't normally die with neck snaps, I didn't think, right? I thought you had to hit a V a certain way for them to actually die. So I'm wondering. You know,
I believe you may be onto something, but we also know that on the surgical table that Joshua got brought back to life as well. So open-ended here for the people that died. But I do hope that, you know, Erica's son, who basically got his throat eaten out, you know, I guess it was, you know, a case of oral intensity. Yeah. I'll go ahead and call it. I hope he doesn't come back.
Yeah, no, actually,
it was boring.
Yeah, I wasn't too disappointed when he got eaten alive by the
that was awesome.
The fake Supergirl there. But yeah, I don't see him coming back. I kind of see Ryan coming back. But let's talk about the other death that happened. So the original Queen Diana was murdered by her own daughter Anna, and that was a little bit different. I thought they were gonna hype it up to be this V Civil War where she became the queen again, and then she was gonna go to battle with Anna, and it didn't exactly happen that way.
I thought that, you know, she was going to become queen. I thought that Anna was actually going to die, and you know, basically that's who we saw for the first season. But Diana was going to be back as the queen. Then I thought that Diana was immediately going to turn on the human beings and then have her own agenda of wanting to be the lady who took over the humans. That's what I was thinking. You know, for 8 episodes, Anna has been down in her rainforest, I guess, of a jail cell.
Right.
And you know, for the fans of the original series, we thought, all right, Diana's about to get down to business, and then she dies. So we basically saw her locked up, and when she finally gets out 2 minutes later, she's dead. But what a great death it was.
Yeah, you know, and you did bring up a good point where they brought Joshua back to life. So it's going to be interesting to see if she comes back to life, especially because they brought back another original character towards the end of the show.
In the Beastmaster,
Mark Singer came back. I was hoping they would use his original name, which I think was Michael Donovan in the original series, but he ended up having a different name.
Mars.
And he came back as the head of a secret government organization who don't believe the V's are all there for peaceful purposes. Talk to me about the Beastmaster.
Well, Beastmaster, first off, his name is Lars. I also wish that it was Mike Donovan, because Mike Donovan was actually one of my heroes when I was a child. I thought he did a tremendous time of pounding on V's, but he's the head of Project Ares, and I think it's really cool. And I'm glad that those two characters that were on the FBI along with Erica, I think that was a nice swerve, because this entire time that we thought that they were investigating Erica, were they V's? Were they just human beings that were onto Erica? You know, that were on the side of V's? And no, they were Project Ares. So that was pretty cool. Which leads me to believe that the entire friendship that Erica had with, you know, that dude that actually originally was investigating her, is he was actually watching over her this whole time.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if she comes clean about being the leader of the Fifth Column, and whether or not she talks about how she was messing around with that terrorist dude that she was actually chasing at the beginning of the series and all that stuff.
Very good point.
Yeah, all that stuff. And it's going to be interesting to see if it came out. If they had that little bug in her house,
because all they said was she knows. She knows everything.
Right.
So she knew about the V's. I don't know. They might not know that she's El Cinco.
But what's his face? The terrorist came over there because he was messing around. They were messing around together. So how can you, if you had this little thing in there, how could you not see them? How could they not see her mess around with him?
Oh, that's true. That's true. They were in bed together doing the dirty deed.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And then, of course, you have Chad Decker, who got called up to the V ship because he got caught up in the plot to the fake plot about stealing Anna's daughter.
You didn't see what happened. He's boring.
Really?
I'm not a big fan. You know why? Because when I think of V and I think of television, I think of Mike Donovan. So I automatically compared him to Mike Donovan right off the bat. And Mike Donovan was this macho stud that I looked up to. And now we have Wussy Boy. He probably wears the tightest briefs ever, Chad Ducker.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to see what's going to – it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him. Because
Mark Singer is a praying mantis. Chad Ducker is a butterfly.
Man, yeah. So, I was kind of disappointed the way it ended. You know, she basically locked her daughter up. And she put everybody in their place, and you know, they kind of streamed out again to space with all the ships coming in. You know, I think they could have did something a little bit different, but I don't know, man. I don't think it was a strong enough ending that there's a really good chance that this show may not last much longer.
It may not. And I'll leave you with this. If there was an Academy Award for one-liners, Anna deserves it when she turns around and looks at Supergirl and says, "Now that's how you kill your mother."
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. But, you know, the thing is the fact that she's down in the bowels of the ship now and Joshua is still fifth column makes you think that maybe that's where the Civil War happens. The Civil War, because there's bound to be a Civil War coming. And I know that Anna couldn't have made too many friends by killing her mother the way she did and kind of turning on her people again. I think you're going to see the young queen rise to be either in cahoots with the fifth column or in cahoots with this government organization. And I'm actually kind of disappointed that they didn't really expand the fifth column story too much, at least within the V space, right? It was all about the human fifth column element, but they didn't really talk a whole lot this season about the V fifth column. You know, where was John Mays? They didn't even bring up John Mays this whole season.
There could be an entire miniseries on their point of view, a la Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, that's good, man. That's really, really good.
That's why I'm Bobby Rogue.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, hopefully they get renewed for another season. I'm not going to hold my breath on that one because it may not look too, too good. But we'll have to wait and see what happens with one of our favorite shows, V.
But thank you very much, V creators, because I got to give you props. When we saw, you know, the V and its full alien garb, it was a pretty great alien character. Original.
It looked pretty good, and it didn't look as fake as some of the other stuff has looked on the show. So I think they dropped a little bit of coin on that one to make sure that it looked pretty good. So I was happy with it overall.
Rock on!
All right, Bobby, talk to me a little bit about what your website pick of the week is.
Yo, so everybody knows that Bobby Rogue is trying to lose a couple of pounds, and I thought that I'd pass on some great technology that I saw. All right, it's called WeThings, WeThings.com. It is an awesome, beautiful-looking scale. It's only $154, but here's the cool thing is that it's connected to wireless technology. So every time you get on the scale, it sends a wireless signal to your computer, so it actually tracks your weight every day, and you can graph it. And then it starts to get into your BMI, it starts to get into your lean muscle, into your fat, the whole shebang. So it's almost like keeping a food log, but a diary. So I highly recommend it because Bobby Rogue has just lost 45 pounds, and I strictly did it by taking a food log. So I think this will be complemented. So I thought I would share, hey, healthy is a good thing. And summer is coming, and everybody knows that when in the summertime comes, you got to hit the beach and you got to look naked. Gotta look good naked.
You gotta look naked. Yeah, definitely want to look good naked. So, I had lost some weight myself just by paying attention to what I ate. And it's amazing once you start really thinking about and what you're eating and how bad it might be for you. You tend to not eat that stuff anymore. So, I have to check it out. Seems like it'd be a pretty cool technology to start using.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to this lady the other day, and she showed me a 16-ounce Coke bottle. And she goes, you know how much sugar is in this thing? And then she grabs sugar and she poured like the entire bottom part of the Coke bottle with sugar. She's like, that's how much sugar it's in here.
Oh, wow. That's
It was disgusting. And, you know, go out there, fans. Get healthy. Lowdown Radio supports you. Carlos, how about your site, man? What do you got?
So I am trying to get bigger into content writing and blogging and kind of building out my little consulting business. And I read a whole ton of websites on how to write better and more effectively and that kind of good stuff. So my website pick of the week is actually problogger.net. And what problogger.net is it's just this awesome website I came across that has just tips on how to write better, how to do better blogging, how to do better marketing for your blog, how to make, you know, readable content, that's that, just that kind of stuff. So if you got, you know, an interest in either writing, there's so many easy platforms out there that you can get started and, you know, start writing your own content. And this is just one of the many good websites that I read. So I definitely wanted to pass it on to our listeners. Check it out, problogger.com.
I'm checking it out right now. It's actually really, really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, when you Google it, you'll know that you're there because it says blog tips to help you make money blogging. Hey, yep. Who doesn't like that?
Yep, it's really good. Check it out. I'm sure that there's a little subset of our listeners that like to, you know, dabble in online and social media and get out there and get some of their ideas out there. So this blog will help you become a better writer.
Putting this on one of my favorites right now. Hey, what a nice layout too on the website.
Yeah. All right, everybody, if you'd like to learn more about the Lowdown, you can visit our website at lowdownradio.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/lowdownradio, or be sure to leave a comment in the blog post or send us an email at podcast@lowdownradio.com. Follow Bobby Rogue on Twitter at twitter.com/BobbyRogue, and I am at twitter.com/CarlosFriebert. Bobby Rogue, take us out.
You've been rogued by lowdownradio.com. Peace out.
Good night, everybody.
This has been a Lowdown Radio production. To listen to all of our shows, please visit our website at lowdownradio.com.